You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 876, hour one. My name is Max. I'm with you for 3 hours every week, playing the finest in contemporary classical, experimental, and electroacoustic music. We start this week, 876, with Marie Kimura, who we hear frequently on Martian Gardens. She's got a brand new CD on Innova Recordings, Voyage Apollonian, featuring her trademark style of subharmonic violin playing. We'll hear the first in the title cut, Marie Kimura's own composition, Voyage Apollonian, and we'll follow this with a longer piece from Richard Carpin of the University of Washington. We'll hear his piece Soda Sopra, music for amplified violin and real-time computer processing, music performed by Eric Rhines and on violin. That was from 1999. From a CDCM Computer Music Series, Volume 1, music from CARTA at the University of Washington. CARTA was the Center for Advanced Research Technology in the Arts and Humanities, an unwieldy acronym, and the center is no longer in operation. But that's the longer piece we'll hear, Richard Carpin, Soda Sopra, for violin and computer, running about 15 minutes. This first one runs 5.5 minutes. Marie Kimura, this is Voyage Apollonian.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was Richard Carpin from the University of Washington, a piece for amplified violin and real-time computer processing, performed by Eric Rhines, recorded in 1999, the year it was composed. Richard Carpin, Soto Sopra, and that's from CDCM Computer Music Series, Volume 31, Electroacoustic Music, from the University of Washington, and starting off, brand new music from Marie Kimura, and that was composed and performed by Marie Kimura, violin and interactive computer. That was called Voyage Apollonian, and that's from the CD Voyage Apollonian. We'll hear more from that next week. This is Martian Gardens, episode 876, hour 1. And the Martian Gardens blog is martiangardens.blog. And You can hear Martian Gardens at your leisure, downloading from radioforall.net. That's radio numeral 4, ALL.net. Search Martian Gardens. We'll hear next from the Bay Area composer, Richard Festinger. We'll hear music performed by the New Millennium Ensemble, a piece called After Blue, composed in 1998. Music for flute, piccolo, clarinet, bass clarinet, violin, cello, piano, and percussion. And playing in the New Millennium Ensemble, it's the flautist Tara Helen O'Connor and the pianist Margaret Campmeyer. And these musicians also commissioned a piece by Richard Festinger for their own CD, The Way Things Go, released in 2015 on Bridge Records. And we'll hear that next week, The Way Things Go. First, this week, another Bridge Records release from Richard Festinger from, 2008. And this, again, is After Blue in three movements, Allegro con Brio, Adagio Fantastico, and Allegro Capriccio. Again, this is a Bridge Records release and runs about 17 minutes, starting with the Allegro con Brio, Richard Festinger, After Blue, performed by the New Millennium Ensemble. Thank you. You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 876, hour 1. We just heard music of Richard Festinger from Bridge Records. That piece was released in 2008, and that's called After Blue, music performed by the Millennium, the New Millennium Ensemble. We heard all three movements, Allegro con Brio, Adagio Fantastico, and the third movement, Allegro Capriccio. We'll continue next week with more Richard Festinger and a piece that was commissioned by two of the New Millennium Ensemble members, Tara Helen O'Connor on flute and Margaret Campmeyer on piano. We'll hear that piece next week from Richard Festinger. We'll wind down the first hour with a wonderful new piece from Michael Byron called The Celebration, Poems by Anne Tardosh. And we'll hear the second poem called One with Interlude Two at the end. This is music performed by Thomas Buchner on baritone with the Flux Quartet and Joseph Kubera on piano. Michael Byron, this is a setting to a poem of Anne Tardosh from The Celebration. This is called One.
Weirdness of being human. brain, thinking about the brain, a sense of to say how this will be understood. Existence is assured to those who overcome every obstacle, and where evolutionary bonanza can cause being to overcome non-being, and where we can see cascading enzymes within a single cell of the brain, it's laughter that makes this life experiencing, genetically predisposed to rolling on the floor, slapping knee, doubling over, ability to keep things from collapsing into total chaos. Thank you. On those genre-free nights, she just writes and writes. TV's flickering series of trivial, momentary, unreflective, uncomprehended images, lambent shadows of things, themselves copies of real. Imagination, intellect, contradiction, and conflict. The Mediterranean Sea. A full system scan. And the basic oneness of the universe.